Sri Lanka's defense minister Gotabaya Rajapaksa this week acknowledged for the first time that soldiers may have committed unspecified crimes during the nation's decades-long civil war. He said the government would begin its own count of how many civilians were slain at the end of the conflict in an attempt to counter claims of genocide and war crimes. The minister was speaking before a special committee created Wednesday by Sri Lanka's parliament to tackle political and ethnic reconciliation. Christopher Wells spoke to Jehan Pereira of the National Peace Council about the government's reasons for establishing the commission.
This is the government's response to the question as to why it has not come up with an acceptable political solution to the root causes of our war. We had a civil war that lasted over 3 decades, and that war has ended. It ended over 2.5 years ago. But since then, apart from attempting to do reconstruction and resettlement of the war-affected people, the government has not moved to addressing the root, the causes that led to that war, and that by that we normally mean a political solution to the conflict between the Tamil people and the government, which would entail some measure of power sharing or autonomy, regional autonomy, self-rule. So there has been no progress at all in that regard, and there has been a lot of criticism of the government for that reason. And it is in response to that pressure that the government now is coming up with this idea of establishing a committee comprising all the parties in parliament to sit together and in a period of 6 months to come up with what they would propose to be the solution.
What are the prospects for this council? Is much expected of it?
The problem is that Sri Lanka has had experience of many such committees and conferences, and they have not yielded any implementable result. In fact, the present president appointed an all-party committee about 4 years ago, which met for over 2 years. It met over 100 times, and it finally came up with a very comprehensive proposal as to what the solution to Sri Lanka's ethnic conflict should be. That report was handed to the president, but ever since that time, we have not seen it. It just disappeared. And even prior to that, there have been many other committees under previous governments that also met and came up with proposals which were not implemented or did not see the light of day. So there is a certain concern that this may be a similar exercise, that we will spend 6 months trying to work out a solution. Maybe they will propose something, but nothing will come out of it. So that's a big concern. And the major Tamil political party is refusing at the moment to join this parliamentary committee, saying it is going to be just a time-buying exercise. Nothing is going to come out of it. And instead, they are proposing that the present talks they are having with the government, they have had about 12 or 14 rounds of talks with the government after the end of the war, that should continue and that should yield a result. And if it yields a result, then they are prepared to go into the parliamentary select committee.
So is there anything that can be done to encourage the government to actually implement some of the decisions that have been made?
Well, I think that depends on the government's political calculation. So far, the government's political calculation has been that it is not in their political interest to go in the direction of a political solution, because the fear of the government is that it might erode its popularity with the ethnic majority who currently are united behind the government and delivering it victory after victory at elections. Now, if the government reaches out to the Tamil minority, then there is a danger of this Sinhalese ethnic majority vote getting split. Government is very wary of that. So so long as the government is thinking in terms of its own longevity in power, might decide that it is not in its interest to move in the direction of accommodating the Tamil people, because this is a national conflict, a highly nationalist, emotional conflict. And any movement in the direction of compromise with the other is seen as betrayal. And we have had, in the past, we have had sort of governments fall on this issue. So this government prefers, at the moment, up to now, it has preferred to stay comfortable and in the sense of keeping its ethnic majority vote comfortable by not moving in the direction of an acceptable political solution.
Finally, I know at least some of the reason for the new committee is because of international pressure. Is there anything that the international community can do to encourage this process of reconciliation?
Well, the international community can show its solidarity and interest, because at the moment the Tamil people and the representative Tamil people are politically weak. The opposition in Sri Lanka is very weak compared to the government. So there is no countervailing force or pressure on the government. But it is absolutely essential that this problem should be addressed. And so some degree of international pressure or interest is good to keep the government at least responsive, because we have to go in this direction of an accommodation with the Tamil minority. And in addition, it is also important that the victims of the war should be provided for, because in a way they are very much politically marginalized at this time, and the government has many other priorities. So there is a need for continuing humanitarian assistance to them, which can come from international sources.